You know what to do if you want rain in CQ. Put on an outdoor event.
Yes.
That's what you do. But I tell you what, the Rocky Nats over the weekend just gone. Fantastic. Rain aside, it was bloody brilliant in my opinion.
Talk of the town for sure. We welcome Super Mayor on the line right now. Of course, the Mayor of Rockhampton. Good morning, Tony Williams.
Yes, good morning, Pinky, and good morning, Banksy. Morning, good morning, mate, to your listeners.
How are you feeling? Are you feeling pretty stoked this morning about how Rocky Nats went?
Oh, fantastic. I'm over the moon. I mean, we wrapped up with record numbers and raving reviews. So, that's a fantastic result and something there that beyond my expectations about the whole event and how it was run and how we ended up and presented ourselves at the end of the day.
Because it was very tentative leading into it, not kind of knowing what was going on with, of course, you know, the more COVID restrictions and the masks being worn. And
not a great lead up, but it all went ahead.
But how CQ responded to that, Tony, what do you think?
Look, I'll give them a 10 out of 10 for the effort. I think everyone followed the social distancing guidelines and, just an add another level of complexity to an inaugural event, which, you know, had a few teething problems. But, just to add that into it really did make it a little bit more difficult to undertake. But that said, I think at the end of the day, everyone followed the guidelines and did what they were required to do.
And you're seeing it online too, Pinky, just what everyone in CQ has rated it.
All my mates are just inner rev heads going on there, Tony. They're just loving it.
What do you rate out of 10 for the Nats the whole thing?
Mate, I'll give it a 10 out of 10, but it's really setting the bar high for next year's event.
Sure.
Yeah,
look, I give it 10 Taranas out of 10. But yeah, I was like, look, I felt really relieved and really happy as well that it went so well, because the week before was stressful when all of a sudden we had these cases in Queensland and all these things, because, of course, that event was postponed from last year to start with. So, congratulations to the team and all the organisers behind that to make it all happen those stresses and worries and restrictions.
And then on top of that, the weather as well. I mean, great for all the drifters and the people doing burnouts. They were having a field day, Tony.
Yeah, that's right. They've had to close down a couple of events a little bit shorter. The drag racing, it wasn't able to be undertaken on Sunday because of the weather, but that said, overall it wasn't too bad. There was like four different precincts, and if something wasn't happening in one, you could head over to the other one. So
well spread.
Great credit to the Advance Rockhampton team. They've done a fantastic job. Yeah. All the volunteers, the sponsors, and the entrants. It just tip my hat to the whole lot of them. They went beyond expectations and delivering a major event to our region.
So I'm hearing that next year's pretty much booked out already.
Yeah, I know.
Like days after.
Mate, that's fantastic. Just hearing that happening is really testament to the success of this inaugural event. It really does mean that we can look to make it bigger and better for next year and the years to come. So I think there's great opportunity to work with our neighbouring councils to see if we can deliver a fantastic event for the region in years to come.
CQ Nats.
Well, a lot of the accommodation is booked out. And so at the end of the day, you've got to think about the options for perhaps doing Airbnb next year. Like, I have a broom cupboard that someone could have, you know?
Look, there's a fair few Sandmans around, you know.
I love the Sandmans.
The Sandmans. What kind of car do you drive, Tony Williams, Superman?
No, I love the Holdens, and I used to have an old HQ panel van back in the day, but I wish I could have hung on to it now, but never mind.
Yeah.
Revhead. Oh, Revhead from way back. No wonder it went so well.
Good stuff.
Yeah, a round of applause to Advance Rockhampton and everyone who took part and made this the greatest COVID-safe kickstart to a Rocky Nats, could be CQ Nats by next year, just going so well. A big pat on the back, feather in the cap to you, Tony Williams.
To everyone else in the team, and thanks for promoting it. Banksy and Pinky, you've done a great job over the weekend, and Triple M, great to have you on board. And we'll stick with the Rocky Nats at this stage. We're forking out the coin.
Fair call.
Great for the region, that's it.
Banksy and Pinky for breakfast.
Central Queensland's
Triple M.
Triple M.